Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, how important is it for you to have mental strength?
As a business owner, you must have a high level of mental toughness to have sustained success in your career and your business. When a business owner gets obviously overwhelmed, the team notices, the customers notice, and the business will soon reflect that unsteadiness. Mm-hmm. So let's look at three ways to develop your mental strength as a business owner.
All right, so what's the first one?
Recognize your outlook tendency. The mentally strong person sees negatives as temporary.
Yeah.
They see a mistake as something that happens occasionally, but the one thing is, like, no big deal. And they recognize at times things are not going to go their way. So be it. We continue to move forward. This isn't giving up or avoiding ownership of problems. This is saying, I have the strength to overcome the challenges and the problems that me and my business will face.
So what is the second way to develop your mental strength?
Recognize that roadblocks are never final. Every successful business owner has had at one time or another faced what appeared to be insurmountable obstacle. I know you and I have talked privately that we both have had this in our careers. Roadblocks are more like road signs directing you to an eventual solution. So instead of seeing roadblocks as being final, use roadblocks to find the right path to achieve your success.
And the last one?
Don't be afraid to test yourself. Mental strength is no different than muscle strength, and it has to be exercised to improve. If you are in a constant state of avoidance, your mental strength will atrophy. Take on challenges and strengthen your mental toughness to be a habit. So recognize what your outlook is, look at roadblocks as opportunities and road signs, and don't be afraid to test yourself.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.